Saturday morning, how are you? It's Trina here. Dr. Jennifer Owens is back from the Glow Clinic and you've got some beauty hacks today for us.
Yes, my top three tips for keeping your skin healthy, especially in the winter when we can all get quite dehydrated. So one is one that I have talked about with you before. A hydrating water spray is probably the number one cheap hack that you can do to help keep your skin hydrated without breaking it out. So even if you're breakout prone, that's really not going to cause an issue. You can spritz it on before your hyaluronic acid serum in the morning or before your moisturizer in the evening. And then throughout the day, I keep one in my makeup bag. I keep one in my bathroom. I'm always spritzing it on in between patients in the clinic. And you can even spritz it over your makeup. Like once you're not drowning your face,
yeah,
you're fine. I've done it with mascara and everything else on. It's totally fine.
I always fancy myself, you know, when I'm traveling through an airport, I like to be one of these people who has one of those sprays in their bag because it looks kind of cool. But on a normal daily basis, I'd never think about doing that. Are they expensive, those little cans?
I think they're about like 5 or 6 euro in duty free for like the small ones. Yeah. I usually pick one up because they actually are brilliant on a flight, especially if you're going on like a long one. I think usually the bigger ones are about 10 euro and then you can get the really big ones for about 15. Actually, I find they're often on offer in Boots, Avene and all of those kind of French pharmacy brands.
Yes,
often go on
yeah.
offer where you can get like 2 or 3 of them. So I would just usually buy a few of them together, but they're anywhere from like 8 to 12 euro, which
you know
is pretty good going.
Do you know where it's always doing deals on them as well? Lloyd's Pharmacy. Okay, so
yeah.
Okay, your fancy posh water spray for your face.
Yeah,
what else?
Fancy posh water spray for your face. The number one anti-aging cream out there, and any of my patients that are listening will know exactly what I'm going to say, is a sunscreen. Daily sunscreen, daily SPF 50. Most people are like, really? We live in Ireland. Are you kidding me? But the thing is, we have UVA and UVB rays. So UVB are typically the ones that burn you. That's why I would call them. UVB is for burning and UVA is for aging. And they are there all the time. They penetrate through clouds. Even on our rainy, rainy days, the UVA rays are still coming through. They penetrate through glass. So when you're driving, or even if you're working from home or the office, if you're near the window, that's also coming in there. So 90% of our skin aging is from the sun most of the time. Wearing a sunscreen every day is really good. My favorite one is Synergy 6. I think it's on my website. People pick it up in clinic all the time. But a great one for acne is the HelioCare Gel Oil Free. I've had a good few acne patients where they said they were never able to wear a sunscreen. And actually, that's really, really good. Avene do a great oil-free one as well. And there's a brilliant hydrating one from Illumie. Their sheer hydration is lovely and kind of nourishing and hydrating for people with kind of drier skin. Avene do a really nice hydrating one as well. There's sunscreens like at different budgets and to suit different skins. It's about finding the one that you love putting on your face because, of course, the one that works the best is the one that you actually put on your face.
Of course, yeah. If you actually enjoy using a particular product, you will use it.
It's all about finding the one for you, you know, that works for you. I'm always saying it's not about what your friend's using, what's on TikTok or what's trending. It's about like what kind of skin you have and what your problems are. And then it's actually fairly simple to find something that can help you with that. And then my third hack is the cheapest one of all. And it's one that so many people are guilty of. I think you might have claimed this one as well, Trina.
No, what have I done then?
But that is to not use hot water when you're cleansing your face. Yeah. The amount of people that are cleansing their face in the shower, which if you live in Ireland and it's winter, the shower is too hot. Maybe
the
if you live in Dubai
should be on full blast. The hottest you can get it. This is a
absolutely.
Fight in my household all the time. My husband gets in and says, why do you like showers that are like lava pouring from a volcano? And I'm like, what? Why do you stand in a
There's
cold
no
shower?
There's no problem with your lava shower. Just don't stick your face in there.
Why? Is that damaging the skin?
It is way too hot. So it tends to strip your skin barrier. It dehydrates it. You know, the like flaky kind of dry skin that you can have in the winter.
Yeah, I think I might have mentioned
that. We're dehydrating that every morning. It makes it much harder for the hydration to stay in our skin during the day because our barrier isn't working as well. So you can be having all your fancy water sprays and you're still kind of leaking that water. Whereas I would recommend keeping your face out of that main drag of water in the shower. Like obviously it's going to get wet, but please don't wash your face in there, because you can make any cleanser strip your skin, no matter how gentle it is. And loads of people with like where their skin goes so red and it's so sensitive, they love hanging out in the shower with their face under the main flow of it. That is the first thing I say to most of my patients in a consult, is I'm like, okay, from today, even if you don't buy a product or you don't do anything, just put your cleanser at the sink. Don't wash your face in the shower. Just wash it at the sink afterwards with like warm water. It doesn't need to be cold or anything, but just turn that down. And often that tight feeling that people have after cleansing, like that's not a good thing, number one. Okay. And number two, it often goes away if they just turn down the temperature of the water. Now, if it's still tight, you might be using a cleanser that's too harsh or inappropriate for your skin. But a lot of people can just improve their cleanser just by doing that.
Okay. I think I've been told, and I have a feeling somebody has been speaking in your ear about this. Weird that, because we only had the lava shower discussion earlier on today. Very strange altogether. Okay, so Dr. Jennifer Owens there from the Glow Clinic, and I believe you're opening a new premises. You have one in Dublin. Where's the one in Dublin?
Yes, so the one in Dublin is on Main Street Upper, just by the Pepper Canister Church, and we are very, very, very excited about our new Cork premises. We've been in Cork for years, but this is our own premises, and it's our new premises. And we're so excited to make it all nice and pretty, and we cannot wait to have people coming in.
Okay, brilliant. So I assume all the details will be on Instagram and on your website and everything.
Yes, so our website is theglowclinic.ie. Our Instagram is @theglowclinic.ie, and my Instagram is @thedailyglow with an underscore at the end. So you can check it all out there and kind of follow us along on our revamp journey of the clinic. I usually revamp faces, but the clinic is getting a revamp this time.
She'll be getting the paintbrushes out. Lovely. Well, listen, great chatting to you, Dr. Jennifer Owens there from the Glow Clinic. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.